In the Borghese, Caravaggio, painter of boy whores, street punk, exile and murderer, left behind his own face in the decapitated, swollen, leaden-eyed head of Goliath, and left the eyelids slightly open, and left on the face of David a look of pity mingling with disgust. A peach face, a death mask. If you look closely, you can see it is the same face. And the boy murdering the man is murdering his own boyhood, his robe open and exposing a bare left shoulder. In 1603, it meant he was available for sale on the street where Ranuccio Tomasoni is falling. And Caravaggio, puzzled that a man would die so easily, turns and runs. Wasn't it like this after all? And this self-portrait, David holding him by a lock of hair, couldn't it destroy time if he offered himself up like this, in purple, bloated, the crime paid for in advance, to die before one dies and keep painting? This town and that town and exile. I stood there looking at it a long time. A man whose only politics was rage. By 1970, tinted orchards, mass graves. The song that closed the Fillmore was Johnny Be Good, as Garcia played it without regret. The doors closing forever and the whole hate evacuated, as if waiting for the touch of the renovator, for the new boutiques that would open, a patina of sunset glinting in the high, dark windows. Once I marched and linked arms with other exiles who wished to end a war, and sometimes walking in that crowd, I became the crowd, and for that moment it felt like entering the wide swirl and vortex of history. In the end, of course, you could either stay and get arrested or else go home. In the end, of course, the war finished without us in an empty row of horse stalls, littered with clothing that had been confiscated. I had a friend in high school who looked like Caravaggio or like Goliath, especially when he woke at dawn on someone's couch. In early summer in California, half the senior class would skinny dip and drink after midnight in the unfinished suburb bordering the town, because in the demonstration models they filled the pools before the houses sold. Above us, the lush stars thickened. 2 years later, thinking he heard someone call his name, my friend strolled 3 yards off the path and stepped on a landmine. Time's sovereign. It rides the backs of names cut into marble. And to get back, one must descend, as if into a mass grave. All along the memorial, small offerings, letters, a bottle of bourbon, photographs, a joint of marijuana slipped into a wedding ring. You see, you must descend. It is one of the styles of hell. And it takes a while to find the name you might be looking for. It is meant to take a while. You can touch the names if you want to. You can kiss them. You can try to tease out some final meaning with your lips. The boy who was standing next to me said simply, "You can cry, it's okay here." Whistlers is what they called them. A doctor told me, who'd worked the decks of a hospital ship anchored off Seoul, you could tell the ones who wouldn't last by the sound, sometimes high-pitched like a coach's whistle, the wind made going through them. I didn't believe him at first, and so then he went into greater detail. Some evenings, after there'd been heavy casualties and a brisk wind, he'd stare off a moment and think of a farm in Nebraska, of the way wheat bent in the wind below a slight rise, and no one around for miles. All he wanted, he told me, after working in such close quarters for 12 hours, for 16 hours, was that sudden sensation of spaciousness, wind, and no one there. My friend Zamora used to chug warm vodka from the bottle, then execute a perfect reverse half gainer from the highboard into the water. Sometimes when I think of him, I get confused. Someone is calling to him, and then I'm actually thinking of Caravaggio in his painting. I want to go up to it and close both the eyelids. They are still half open, and it seems a little obscene to leave them like that.